It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Two big reasons why the NL West is the best division in baseball, the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. We pick it up bottom four. Carlos Gonzalez digs in to face Zach Greinke.
This ball's hit the center field pretty well. How well? Home run well. Cargo with number six. And it's 2-0 Colorado. This ball is lined toward Cargo. He lays out and makes a great catch. Wow, what a play.
Cargo came to play tonight.
2-1 score. Oh, this ball's hit a long way to right. Fair ball, and it's a tie ball game.
Adam Ottavino to come in and face Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt lines one to deep right. This is a chance to get out, and it will. Arizona takes a 3-2 lead.
1-0 pitch. Nolan drives it to right. Going back, Peralta. It is off the wall. Here comes Blackman. They're going to wave LeMahieu home. Nolan Arenado with a two-run triple.
Two outs in the ninth. Slowly hit. Holland to first. Out there. Rockies win it 4-3.
There is something very special going on in Colorado this season. The latest evidence, a 4-3 comeback win against the Diamondbacks on Tuesday at Coors Field. Here is Rocky skipper Bud Black sharing his thoughts on the win.
It was a great crowd. They were into it. I know both teams, came out, throwing the ball well, both guys. We nicked them early for a run. Desi did a nice job of creating a run. But the crowd was into it. Love that. We talked about that over the weekend. I think that's great. That's awesome for, our fans to support us and be loud. So that was outstanding. Outstanding on their part. Nice going. Nice going, crowd.
Are there times when you're there on the bench and it's, heading to the ninth inning and you see no order coming up, you're like, man, it'd be great if no one would do something special?
Well, Thomas, I'm an optimist by nature. So I think that anyway. But Nolan's been swinging the bat well. We've talked about that. So when a guy's swinging well, it doesn't matter if it's early in the game, middle of the game, late in the game, players usually carry that feeling, throughout the game or throughout certain stretches, and Nolan's in a good spot right now.
With the two comeback wins, what does that just say about the resiliency of your ball club?
Even beyond that, I think that, our guys, come to play every day and come to play to win. So regardless of, what the score is, I think our guys keep playing regardless of what's going on score-wise. But it's a good sign that, we keep our poise, we keep our focus, we keep the intensity throughout the game, no matter what type of game it is, whether, the last couple of games we've fallen behind and we've bounced back. You got to keep a level headedness to this to come back. It's not about trying harder. You got to remain focused and on point, and our guys have done that.
Marquez, the way he kind of calmed the
hand
in some situations.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He came out firing. The stuff was good early, especially the velocity, and showed a couple good breaking balls. He was feeling it today early, and then as the game wore on, I think we saw some misses with location. We saw some misses with pitches. We made some good plays for him too. They hit some balls on the nose. Greinke's line drive. There's a line drive to short. Peralta hit a nice, hard hit ball that Cargo made a nice play on. Hit Goldschmidt with a change. All in all, you look at it, he gave up one run and went six innings. Not quite as efficient as you want, but this guy's a 22-year-old pitcher, and he's making great strides, and I'm very proud of him.
That home run had to feel great for Cargo. I don't know if you saw beforehand, it looked like Gerardo Parra was giving him a little excitement going out there onto the field. It shows that even sometimes some of the guys who aren't on the active roster are contributing.
Yeah. I mean, Parra's been great. Even when he's been down on the DL, he's he's active. You know, Parr's a big part of this team in a lot of ways. Not only you know when he's active and playing, but you know he has a great personality. Keeps guys loose. He's emotional. Likes to he plays. He competes. So whatever you're talking about, I'm in. I mean, whatever that was. I didn't see it, but good for those two.
It's a tough week that you have here with a monster right off the bat against Greinke. Is this a victory that can maybe put even more wind in your sails going through this weekend?
You know, tomorrow, Jeff Hoffman's pitching, and he's critical. And for them, Taiwan Walker's pitching. And for them, he's critical. So that's what I got on that question.
I was just going to ask if, after the two home runs in the eighth inning, give them the lead, was it similar to Sunday where there was no detection?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
it was.
It was, yeah. I mean, took the ball from Ross. You know, he was bummed. Otto came in. He was bummed. But the bench was fine. The guys who weren't playing, the backup, backup players, couple of the pitchers, picked the guys up. The guys came in. They know who, Tapp knew he was leading off. He bounced up there and flew out. But, Charlie, went down, got his helmet, and DJ got his, and the guys were fine. And, coaches were talking, players were talking. So very similar, Jack, very similar.
Coach Cargo keeps doing things defensively, but to see him tonight drill one straight to center off of it.
Yeah, got a change up from Greinke and hammered it. Made two nice plays, almost made a third, on the one, Lamb's ball that sunk and he, short hopped it. But I also like the base hit against Bradley, the hard fastball that he, sort of blocked and hit it the other way. That's a good sign too. So, Carlos is going to get there for us, Thomas. He's going to get there.
Joe Westworth's game number 5,000 tonight. What comes to your mind when you hear a number like that?
A guy who's passed the test of time, And Joe's been a really good umpire, and there's been some controversy with Joe, but like all umpires, man, he's endured a lot of decades. I truly think he's a great ball strike umpire. I think he's engaging with players, coaches, managers. I really think Joe's been really good for the game. I mean, really good for what he does as an umpire. But, when you pass the test of time, it shows that you have talent and you have some greatness. And Joe's a great umpire. He truly is.
It was Nolan Arenado who yet again came up huge in a big spot late in the game. This time his team trailing 3-2 in the eighth. Arenado drilled a go-ahead two-run triple, which proved to be the difference in the Rockies' 4-3 win.
Well, that means a lot. I got to thank God again, man. It's not easy. I'd rather win 10-1 or something like that, but, it's all good. I'm just trying to do my part. Zach Greinke's been carving me up kind of all day. He's been really good, and he's a great pitcher, but I just try to hit the ball hard, and thank God I would.
Coming off a huge sweep this weekend in the division, then taking this first game against the Diamondbacks to stay in first place. What does that mean to you guys?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, like I said, we know how good Zach Greinke is. We knew it was going to be a battle today. He's one of the best in the game. But, we were able to scratch a couple runs in the eighth and take the lead, and then Greg Holland took care of the rest.
How about Herman Marquez? Six innings pitched, one earned run, keeping you in this game.
Oh, he did a great job, man. He did a great job. We expect him to do that. He's a great pitcher, and he competes. He's young, but he wants to get better every day, and that's why we love him.
After belting a deep solo homer in the bottom of the fourth off Zach Greinke, it was Carlos Gonzalez who then made a great catch in the fifth to shut down the frame in support of Herman Marquez. Here is Cargo sharing his thoughts on the Rockies' 4-3 win against the Diamondbacks on Tuesday.
You know what? I think baseball is going really well because, everything is getting to our way. Even when we're down, for some reason you have the best player right now at the plate with traffic. So what else you can ask for? He's making every pitcher pay. It doesn't matter who it is. A guy just hit for the cycle his last game of one of the best closers in the game. Of course, he's not having the year that he had in the past, but he still can go out there and give you some tough pitches. And then now he's facing Zach Greinke and then laying the game when he's cruising. And he almost had that win on his pocket. And then just giving that really hard triple off the wall is just incredible.
When you hit one the way you hit it tonight, do you think hey, that's it, I'm ready to go? Or do you, or do you just say, okay, I'm going to enjoy this? And
I just keep going, man, you know, no matter what. That's all you can do, you know, even when you have, that's why we work hard every day, you know. You want, of course, you want to have success. You want to hit balls hard like that. You know, of course, that give you a lot of release. But at the same time, you have another at bat the next time, so you kind of put that on the side, enjoy as much as you can. But at the same time, you're still playing game, a baseball game. So, you know, I'm just trying to do the best I can, defensively, offensively, trying to contribute, because this is a really good club already. Everybody's doing their thing.
When you make those plays out there defensively, I mean, do you feel like, you know, you make the play and it's like, no matter what happens with the bat?
Yeah, you know, it's that's a higher point, you know. Of course, I hit a home run, you know, that gave us a point. But when you save runs and when you avoid a big inning for the opposite team, you know, it feels really good.
The Rockies send Jeff Hoffman to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Taiwan Walker.